Hello and welcome to our podcast, Martyr Chat. This podcast is a chance to share stories and remain connected whilst we are working and learning remotely. Today we're talking about ISO Eats, my favourite topic. Things that we've been baking, creating and more importantly, eating. I'm Colleen Bolton and my guest host today is the fabulous Barb Alexander, product design, textiles and art teacher, but also, and I can say from first-hand experience, a talented cook. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Colleen.
Have you found that you've been a little bit more adventurous because you've got a little bit more time at home?
So because I'm shopping less, I find that I'm trying to use like what's in my cupboard and be creative. So change up a recipe if I find I haven't got all the ingredients. And yeah, it's good. It just gives me a different spin on something that I've made previously.
And today we're also hearing from two Year 10 students, Kat and Nikki. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm good too.
That's great. Now, Kat, what have you or your family been creating in the kitchen?
Oh, we've been getting very creative. My sister's been whipping out some cookbooks that I didn't even know existed. And she's been coming up with some cool like paella recipes or like dumplings and stir fries. My mom even made like a beetroot curry, which was interesting, but it was actually quite tasty.
Nice.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And Nikki, would you say you do the cooking or the eating in your household?
I'm 100% the eater, because if you're eating it and not cooking it, then you don't have to clean it.
It's the opposite for me.
That's what happens in our house. If you make it, you have to clean it too.
I think, Nikki, you've got a sweet deal there. What kind of things have you been making for yourself, Nikki?
I tried baking cinnamon cake, like, you know, like cinnamon rolls, but in a cake version.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of worked, but it didn't really work.
So would you say that there's any fierce competition in terms of cooking in your families?
No, not in our house. My brother's mostly been having 2-minute noodles too.
There's definitely not much competition as such, because like it's kind of just my mum and my sister do the cooking and dad and I just like step back. There's usually a bit of competition about who has to do the dishes, because I don't like doing the dishes. But no, it's been pretty friendly.
I've been thinking a lot about what is my food dream for when we're allowed to move in public again and catch up with lots of people or restaurants are open. What sort of food plans do you have post ISO?
I just want to go get sushi. I miss sushi so much.
Yes.
But I haven't had it in so long. I tried making it, but like it wasn't amazing.
Nikki, what about you?
Honestly, I haven't thought of that one yet, which is weird because I'm a food lover. But I would probably like want to go to like the city with like my friends and then just get like, or one of those, you know how they do like those food festivals where they just have like a bunch of food trucks and you can get like little bits from all of them.
You just work your way around.
Yeah. I wish they should have one of those when we come out of quarantine. That could be pretty cool.
Nice.
There's this place near St. Kilda. It's like spaghetti ice cream. So it's literally just ice cream shaped like spaghetti and you can get it like on waffles and stuff. It was amazing. I had it a few months ago.
I guess the other thing I'm looking forward to, and it, you know, it may change soon, is having dinner with my whole family.
I think I agree with the family, getting the family together. I think roast lamb and vegetables, cauliflower with white sauce, cheese sauce, is the best, and that's what I'd like to do, just to get together with the family.
Nice. Well, it's been great talking with the three of you today. I'm thinking maybe we should do a food blog alongside this podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay at home informed, compassionate and creative. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.